more flood victims in Texas.
I've been here 20 years, and this is the worst I've seen it.
Tropical weather also floods the Carolinas.
I just can't stay in my home.
Houston shootings force a neighborhood lockdown.
They were shooting randomly just at whoever.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. At least six people are dead in Texas as floodwaters rise and people there hope for some kind of relief. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Rosenberg, Texas, near Houston.
The violent storms rumbling through Texas showed no signs of letting up Sunday.
This is crazy.
Several people are dead. Others are missing after torrential rains unleashed devastating flooding.
The people that live across the street from me, their whole front yard's underwater.
Search teams in Parker County, Texas, have given up the hope of rescuing a 10-year-old boy swept away in the Brazos River.
We have the family here, and they need some closure, and we haven't been able to give it to them yet.
Rising rivers have forced the mandatory evacuations of several communities in southeastern Texas. And in Wichita, Kansas, firefighters are looking for the body of an 11-year-old boy who fell into an overflowing gypsum river.
The Atlantic hurricane season doesn't start until Wednesday, but the Carolinas have already had their first taste of tropical weather thanks to Bonnie, the second named storm of the year. CBS's David Begno.
Here in Jasper County, they had 9 water rescues in about 24 hours. Now that Bonnie is actually starting to move, she's heading toward the north and the east. So places like Myrtle Beach have been told, heads up, it's headed your way.
Bonnie is now a tropical depression, but it's still dropping buckets of rain on the region with deadly consequences on already crowded highways. South Carolina Highway Patrol Lieutenant Kelly Hughes.
South Carolina has suffered 6 fatalities, traffic fatalities so far this weekend. We're hoping that we do not have any more, so that's why we encourage people to have a lot of patience while they're traveling back home today.
Sections of Interstate 95 that were closed have reopened through South Carolina. In Houston, people in one neighborhood may still be waiting to exhale after a gunfight at an auto shop forced police to lock down the area.
The dude looked and seen me across the street and shot at me.
KHOU-TV's Marcelino Benito.
There were several victims who were shot at while they were driving, and they luckily suffered no injuries. They weren't hit. A lot of those people didn't get a good look at the suspects. They just were driving by the area and all of a sudden saw themselves in a firefight and their cars were sprayed with bullets.
When it was all over, a customer and the gunman were dead. 2 deputies were treated at a hospital and released, and 4 people remain hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. In Iraq, the battle to retake Fallujah continues, and ISIS has claimed responsibility for a wave of bombings that killed more than 20 people in Baghdad.
There's been at least 3 explosions, including one at a police checkpoint, which killed around 8 people, a truck bomb. These have been in predominantly Shia neighborhoods.
Reporter Campbell McDiarmid via Skype says as the fighting increases in Fallujah, there are concerns about civilians getting hurt, killed, or cut off from food and water.
The UN Refugee Agency is extremely concerned about the civilian population in the city. They're estimating there's perhaps around 50,000 people still in the city. They've been warning for weeks that they may be starving.
Memorial weekend means lots of people at the beaches and on both the east and west coasts. Shark attacks. In Neptune Beach, Florida, Police Sergeant Michael Key says a 13-year-old boy is in stable condition after an attack there.
The boy was in the water with his stepfather in chest-deep water when he was bitten by what appears to be a 5 to 6 foot shark.
And in California, Newport Beach lifeguards say what's believed to be a shark attack left a woman with severe bites on her upper torso and shoulder. She's hospitalized and is expected to survive. In Cincinnati, the family of a young boy who survived a fall into the gorilla exhibit at the zoo says he's home and doing fine. Video shows the gorilla quickly dragging him through the water and seemingly protecting him afterwards, but correspondent Brian Webb says zoo officials felt they had no choice but to shoot the animal.
The 4-year-old boy climbed through a barrier and dropped into the exhibit. 2 female gorillas responded to a command by zoo trainers to leave, but the 400-pound Harambe did not. O'Connor says he ran out of his cave toward the boy, dragged him through the moat twice, and then up a concrete section of the exhibit.
When he scaled him up, his head's banging against the wall as he's climbing up. And so that's the part that people didn't see.
After 10 minutes, zoo employees shot and killed the 17-year-old endangered gorilla, fearing a tranquilizer might further agitate the ape.
Animals have also attacked humans in Australia. In Brisbane, a woman is missing, presumed dead after she was taken by a crocodile. In Canberra, two women were hurt when a kangaroo jumped them. One says the kangaroo was cute, looked peaceful, and didn't look angry. South of the border, a kidnapping and a dramatic rescue for a Mexican national who plays for the Greek soccer team. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
World Cup veteran Alan Pulido was abducted Saturday night in northeastern Mexico. He was freed hours later in an operation which officials will only say involved local and federal officers. The 25-year-old Pulido played in Mexico's 2014 World Cup squad. He's now on a Greek team, but was visiting his hometown of Ciudad Victoria. After his rescue, Pulido was seen with a bandaged hand, but he told reporters, "I am very well, thank God." Vicky Barker, CBS News.
With millions of Americans traveling, barbecuing, or taking advantage of sales, sometimes the meaning of Memorial Day gets lost. This bugler at a ceremony in St. Germain, Wisconsin, is a reminder that Memorial Day exists to honor Americans who died in war. Thousands of towns and cities will have remembrances today. In Washington, the president hosts a veterans breakfast and lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Handwritten boarding passes, paper check-ins, not just what it was like to fly back in the day, but last night when a computer crashed at JFK's International Terminal in New York, one check-in line was 1,000 passengers long.
It's been pretty packed and pretty cramped and pretty unsafe at times.
Everything back to normal this morning. Donald Trump promises to say how much he's raised for veterans groups tomorrow. Yesterday, he made this promise to vets at Rolling Thunder, the big motorcycle ride in Washington.
Illegal immigrants are taking much care, really, are taking much better care by this country, taken care of than our veterans. And that's not going to happen.
In California, Bernie Sanders had a promise of his own.
Mark my words, if we come out of the Democratic convention with the nomination, Donald Trump is toast.
Memorial weekend is an auto racing junkie's delight with two big American races and in the Indy 500 a surprise winner. But listen for the radio traffic between the winner and his crew after the call from ABC's Alan Bestwick.
Checkered flag is in the air. A first timer is going to win the 100th Indianapolis 500 mile race. California's Alexander Rossi to the checkered flag.
Rossi was a bit calmer later on.
It won't sink in for a while, and I don't want it to. I want to enjoy this moment and enjoy it with the people around me, but it's obviously a huge honor and privilege, and it's something that I'm going to carry with a great sense of responsibility.
Martin Truex Jr. was the winner of NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 last night. And that's the World News Roundup for Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th, 2016. I'm Peter King, CBS News.